cold because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. All right, man, I think it's gorgeous out there today. Currently, it's in the 50s and 60s everywhere, 59 degrees at Slap Out, 62 at the May Ranch, 58 at La Homa, 58 at Cheyenne, the home of the secret weapon, 60 at Hollis, 60 at Hobart. Out here in the Panhandle, what do we got? 59 at Canadian, 59 at Dozer, 62 at Odell, south of the Red River Bridge there. All right, we got lots of things to talk about today. Man, tomorrow is Veterans Day. I want to wish all you veterans a happy Veterans Day, and thank you for serving. I had the privilege of attending the Merit School Veterans Day celebration this morning, and I'm going to tell you, next year you guys need to, this is my second year in a row to go to Merit, and they always have a great special guest. Well, today, Master Sergeant Paul Hibb was there. He's with Oklahoma Army National Guard. He's Operations Superintendent for the 146 ASOS. And that was a really moving story. He was talking about a young kid just joined, the delayed entry, which is pretty common anymore, and 9/11 happened. So that gave him even more incentive. And even though he did say there at the first, he joined the military to get out of his parents' house, but then he kind of laughed. But anyway, great moving story about how it's happened. Great soldier, very well-spoken, and it was appreciated. And thank you, Merit School, and all you kids, especially the student council, for putting that on. I got my little veterans token while I was there, and a red, white, and blue flag. The kids in the choir were excellent. They did a great job. The FFA did the flag raising in there on the gym floor. Got to see some veterans in there. My mind's blank right now. I'm just going to tell you, the one sitting in front of me is the one that I remember right off the bat, off the top of my head, and Mr. Gunkel. Thank you very much. The whole Gunkel family was sitting right there in front of me and Janae Ripto. And now, the big thank you. Carter Ripto, he texted me last night and asked me if I could be there today. And, of course, I will be. He, let's see, what was it? A couple weeks ago, he texted me for some pictures of me in the military. So, anyway, it was awesome. I gave him a big hug, big thank you. And I really do appreciate that. So, anyway, so when you see a veteran, please shake his hand, thank him, just give him a hug. That's all they need, big old hug. And I want to give a shout out to a couple of my favorite veterans. Donnie Walker, went to Desert Storm with him. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't. I've learned some shortcuts in the military, chain of command, and what not to do when you're in foreign land. And then Jeff Justice, him and then my brother-in-law, let me back up a little bit because I got to start there in Desert Storm. My ex-brother-in-law, Aaron Warnke, he went to Desert Storm with Donnie and me. And then Aaron went to, Operation Freedom. I believe it was, right? Don't quote me on. With Jeff Justice, and Aaron went with him over there too. So them are some of my favorite veterans that I wanted to mention today. I love all veterans, but them the ones that are pretty close to me as far as friendships. And so if you got a favorite veteran, matter of fact, I'm going to play a game here. I got a couple pair of tickets to the JC Cowboys next Saturday, November the 18th. to see Cody, Canada, and The Departed. So I got two to give away today. So if you want to, 580-225-9697, text in your name and then put something around it so I can identify with your name first and who's your favorite veteran. It can be wartime, it can be non-wartime, peacetime, it doesn't matter, just your favorite veteran in the military. And I'll take the third text, and get you a free pair of tickets to go see Cody Canada and The Departed next Saturday at JC Cowboys. That'll be an awesome concert. I just want to hear who your favorite veteran is mainly, but if you want a pair of tickets, I'll do that. But give me your name and the whole works and the name of your favorite veteran, and I'll get you some tickets there. So anyway, not a whole lot going on as far as the markets are concerned. They're up and down and crazy. I don't know what's going on. Lots of good things in some areas and some in bad. The grains are everywhere. The live cattle are down today. The feeders are up. Lean hogs are up. So let's just check it out real quick. December corn is down 5 at 462. March is at 478. May is at 487. Soybeans for November, 1333, up 5. January is 1345, up 1. March is 1358, up 1 also. Soybean meal's down, looks like about 50 cents for December, 449.40. January, 234.20, down $2. March is 421.60, down 410. Soybean oil, December, 51.47, up a penny. January is 50.60, up almost a penny, 0.83 to be exact. Up 0.81 is March at 50.46. Wheat, hard red winter wheat, just up and down. It's going steadily down here lately, though. December, 6.40, down 6. March, 6.51, down 6 also. May is 6.58, down 7. And then we got cotton. Cotton is starting to come back a little bit, almost up a penny. December cotton is at 77.44. March is at 79.77. May is at 80.20. West Texas Intermediate crude oil. December 77.57, up $1.83. January 77.55, up $1.80. Natural gas, December $3.03. January is $3.29. February is $3.24. All right. Let's save some cattle for next segment. The Dow is up 274. S&P's up 49. And the NASDAQ's up over 266 also. Today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour, all hour long. I'll have more on Nathan here in just a little bit. I'm not going to talk trash on him today. I'm going to tell you about his store. How's that? No, I would talk trash on him anyway. He is a good dude. Also, last night was our North Fork Quail Forever 10th annual banquet, and we had it at a new venue out at the Elk City Golf and Country Club Clubhouse. What a great venue. You guys, you know, do a wedding or dinner party or something like that. It is gorgeous. So it went smooth. I don't know. The gross on the deal was over $37,000. We had pretty much a full house in there. We could actually have put some more tables in there and put more people in there if we'd have wanted to, but it was just the right size. Had some great sponsors, had some great auctions, had some great games playing, and that we played in there for shotguns, rifles, and other prizes. And the food, we had catered in from Poppy's down south. There, a lot of people know it as Triggers down there at that restaurant, but that's Poppy's. They did an awesome job. We had smothered hamburger steak and grilled chicken, potatoes, green beans, bread, the whole works. Anyway, it was great. So appreciate everybody that came out. We had them as far as Canyon, Texas at our banquet last night. And so anyway, it was a great time. the big shout out to the Beckham County or the Red Dirt Shooting Club. Most of them in the Beckham County 4-H Shooting Club. They came in with some of their parents and helped us with the games and stuff. And I'm telling you, you talk about a great set of kids that are very disciplined, very nice. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. And did a great job helping us out there. And then big shout out to our Coil Forever board for putting on another good banquet. And then we had my buddies, my new buddies, or not my new buddies, but my buddies from the WMAs, Sandy Sanders. I call him my, what do I call him? My French Quarters buddies. They're got Louisiana bloodline in them. But anyway, Marcus from Pack Saddle in Ellis County, and Joe from, I got to meet him for the first time last night, and his wife from Sandy Sanders and the Luger WMA, Altus Lake WMA, whichever they call it down there. Anyway, thank you very much. Well, let's go ahead and take our first Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, we'll talk some livestock, and I got oats, wheat management. I got all kinds of things to talk about today. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Veterans Day, November 11th, is an opportunity to thank all the men and women who served in the United States Armed Forces. On Veterans Day, and any day, whenever you meet a veteran, why not take a moment to say thank you for your service? Our veterans appreciate this more than you know, and it's the least we can do in view of what they have done for our nation.
From the American Revolution to Iraq and Afghanistan, soldiers have sacrificed for our nation. 3B Pumping Services of Elk City is proud of our military and thanks all veterans.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem.
They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mesonet Center, here in the studio. 57.9 degrees, 25% humidity. It looks like the winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles an hour. Anyway, I picked Odell. I hadn't been down south of the river in a while there. So, Odell, you're 60 degrees. Humidity's 20%. Dew point's 19. Winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 18 miles an hour. No precipitation so far this month. Red flag minutes, zero. Sub-freezing minutes today, zero. It was 32 degrees in my truck when I pulled out of the driveway this morning right after daybreak. 8-inch soil temperature, 60 degrees, and that's your ag update for Odell, Texas. All right, man, you guys doing wonderful on the text line. Anyway, we even had some calls in, so I'm going to go ahead and spend a few minutes on that real quick before we get to livestock. And let's start here. Here's my winner, Britton Parsons. His favorite veteran is his grandpa, Norman Parsons. He was in the Air Force. You are the winner of the tickets. I'll have them up front for you. But just, you can text them in all during the show if you want to. I just want to hear who your favorite veteran is. You can put your name with your favorite veteran's name. It'd be great. But we got Roy Hunt. Thank you, Roy. I didn't know that I was your favorite. But anyway, he says I'm his favorite. So thank you. Daryl Dunn. Dale Dunn is his favorite. Let's see. Jimmy, it's Lawrence Ferris. I had four brothers who served. Houston, Zolly, Yule, Jack. They are all my favorite. As a matter of fact, Lawrence was at the Quail Forever banquet last night. My favorite veterans, Elmo May, Sergeant First Class retired. He's your husband, and I actually know him. Matthew May, son Tyler May, grandson and Marine. That's a Marine. And then Austin May, who's a grandson, is in the National Guards. Thank you. Shirley May, Lieutenant Colonel, retired. How about that? We got that. And then this is our call-in. This is from Jerry Coonfield. He wants to shout out to the military. He wants to recognize Shannon Coonfield, who's a Marine, and Corey Proctor, who is an Army, an electrician in Yukon, Oklahoma. How about that? Thanks, guys. Keep them coming. The tickets are already won. It doesn't matter. It's Veterans Day is a big day tomorrow. So if you got a favorite veteran, I don't care if you live in Slap Out, Oklahoma, Watonga, Fairview, Hollis, Hobart, please participate in our deal to thank a veteran today. And who is your favorite veteran? 580-225-9697. There you have it. Okay. Let's get on with some ag news. All right, let's see here. Live cattle, all in the red today. December 173.92, February 174.37, April 176.45, June 171.52. Let's see here. Feeder cattle are in the green a little bit today. They're still a little bit lower than what they have been, but it's still good as far as futures concerned. Big sale going on out here on the south side of town here when I pulled through there. The trailers were finding their secret parking spot, getting their parking spot so it ain't too far to walk out to their truck. It looks like a great sale going on out there. We'll hear more about that next Tuesday. Update on feeder. There we go. November feeders, $2.30, up a dollar. January, $2.26.05, up $1.12. March is $2.28.62, up $1.37. April's $2.32.20, up $1.40. Last May, $235.92, up $1.57. Lean hogs are up today. December, $72.22, up 77 cents. February, $75.85. April, $81.80. May, $87.25. What do we got? That's about it on that deal right there. So let's see here. What have I got? Anyway, let me find my deal. I'm going to buy. This is it. Fridays, I just get out some random stories that I think you guys might be interested in. This caught my eye here. A new program being tested in South Dakota aims to help provide local ground bison meat for tribal communities, supporting Native ranchers in the process. Native Americans have some of the highest rates of food insecurity and hunger in the country, according to Feeding America, a nonprofit nationwide network of food banks, food pantries, and local meal programs. Since many tribal communities are geographically isolated, it can be a very long drive to the nearest grocery store. Convenience stores or gas stations are often the only local sources of food, so healthy options may be limited and processed foods are more realistic option. A new pilot program from the USDA aims to help provide local ground bison meat for tribal communities through the food distribution program on Indian reservations. Three tribal nations located in South Dakota are participating in the project: the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, and the Lower, I hope I get this right, Brule Sioux Tribe, B-R-U-L-E. The pilot will take a look at changes to how the USDA purchases bison, buying locally and distributing it to tribal communities. USDA recognizes the role its purchasing power can play in providing access to smaller local and tribal producers, says Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. We're pleased to take this step forward towards offering locally raised bison directly to the tribal communities where those herds are located. Contracts for meat purchases have been awarded to four tribal and local producers, the Lower Bruce Sioux Tribe, the Brown Otter Buffalo Ranch, and also locating at the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation, Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe, Buffalo Authority Corporation, owned by the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation, and the Dakota Pure Bison, operating on the Rosebud Sioux Reservation. I think that's cool. I think it's just because you guys know how I am about buying local, getting it processed local, and I'm glad to see. And if you've never been on any of the reservations up in South Dakota or North Dakota, any of those reservations, it's a long ways to anything up there. I mean, when I was working in North Dakota, when I entered South Dakota from Nebraska, I had full tank of gas because there's nothing there. And so anyway, it's cool that they're doing that. Well, let's see here. Where is my deal at? Bear with me a second here. Well, don't bear with me a second here. I'll find that right after this break. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break and be right back after this.
A Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We're open on Saturdays from 9 to noon, full service lobby. We have new accounts there, personal bankers. We have loan guys there. We have tellers. You can do anything you need to do on a Saturday in the lobby. It helps a lot of people who are out of town that need to come do banking business, or people that work Monday through Friday and can't get in with our hours. They can come on a Saturday. That's one of the things that makes us different. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Member FDIC.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 3rd. 2,765 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 360 brought 332.50. 4 at 421 brought 325. 5 at 484 brought 292. 11 at 513 brought 276. 10 at 604 brought 253. 9 at 744 brought 230. 7 at 803 brought 229. 5 head of heifers at 481 brought 252. 4 at 508 brought 250. 7 at 528 brought 235, 15 at 587 brought 213, 9 at 612 brought 235, butcher cows were 51 to 119, butcher bulls brought 88 to 120, bred cows were 860 to 2125, pairs brought 1050 to 2000, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
John Stuart Mill wrote that war is an ugly thing, but not the ugliest of things. The decayed and degraded state of moral and patriotic feeling, which thinks nothing worth a war, is worse. On November 11th, we salute veterans across America and right here at home.
Southbound Quick Stop and Sarah can't say thank you enough to the men and women who have served. Veterans are the heroes who protected our way of life. From Southbound Quick Stop and Sarah.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, northwestern Oklahoma, here is your ag weather. I picked the big city of Putnam. 61 degrees there, dew point's 24, humidity's 24%. Winds are out of the east at 8 miles an hour. New 24-hour rainfall, and you had a fog one day because there's 0.01 inches on the 10-day rain total. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 57 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. Sunset, 5:33. Partly sunny today and 60 degrees. You've already got there. You've surpassed it, actually. Mostly cloudy tonight, 42. Tomorrow, 59. With southeast winds, 6 to 13 miles an hour. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast update coming up for you here in the next segment. Okay, got a couple of texts here for you. I'd like to say thank you to USMC Sergeant Stephen Bentley, my son, 8 years in the Marine, 2 tours in Fallujah, Iraq, and 1 tour in Afghanistan. I'm very proud of you. There you go. And let's see here. Just wanted to let you know the deer are getting smarter. I had a buck and 4 doe in my backyard a couple of days ago. I live in the town of Sayre behind Dollar General. Yeah, they're not going to get any stupider, I don't think. So anyway, let's check this out. Okay, I was going to give you guys an update. I couldn't find it, but I got it now. Anyway, steers. Feeders that have been selling up in northern part of the state. Looks like they've had some pretty good runs at the sale barns all over the northern part there. But looks like compared to last week, feeder steers are steady. Feeder heifers are $10 to $15 lower. Steer calves are $5 lower. Heifer calves are $8 to $12 lower. Demand's been moderate to active for calves for grazing and light to moderate for feeder cattle. Quality's been average. Let's check out what some, let's do a little bit of wing unwing comparison today. Here's some 372s that were unwinged, brought 347.94 average. Some 388 wings brought 333.39. And then we got some 4-weights brought 468. Wing brought 307. Some unwing brought 275. Some 5-weight wings. Here's some fancies. 308. Some unwing brought 280, weighing 532. And some 275, weighing 585 that were winged. On the 6-weights, here's some brought 242.50, weighed 614. 621s brought 267. Some 7-weights, bringing up to 228. Some 8-weights up to 230. Some 9-weights up to 213. On the heifer side, looks like they're down just a few cents, but not terrible. Four weights we're bringing up to 266. Some 5-weights we're bringing up to 242. Some 6-weight heifers looks like 224 top end. 7-weight heifers 217. 8-weights up to 204. And some 9-weights $1.82 for that. So anyway, there's what you got going on up there. Wheeler General Store. Looking for some deer corn? The Wheeler General Store is fully stocked with corn, attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much, much more. While you're there looking for some hunting accessories, be sure to check out all their different meat seasons, Elk Creek, Meat Church, and Traeger, just to name a few of them. Feed season is right around the corner. Actually, it's here now. The Wheeler General Store has been a high pro dealer for 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. For prices, contact Mr. Nathan Heffley at 806-826-5531. The Wheeler General Store is located at 15868 Highway 152, right outside of Wheeler, Texas. They're on the east side, south side of the highway. As always, they look forward to serving you. How about that? Okay. Let's see what's happening here. I got to delete that one. All right. I haven't talked about any hay this week, so let's try it. The average hay price for alfalfa hay fell another $6 per ton during September. That's how far these reports are behind, according to the USDA's agriculture's prices report. This was the fifth consecutive month of price decline since hitting a record high average price of $2.87 per ton back in April. The average alfalfa hay price settled in at $2.24 per ton during September, putting it $56 lower than 1 year ago. The average price for Supreme and Premium alfalfa hay during September rose, though, by $6 per ton and settled in at $2.88. Grass hay was pegged at $1.61 per ton on the average in September, which was the same as the previous month's prices. Four states posted double-digit gains in alfalfa. Wisconsin was up $30, followed by California, who up $20. Both Ohio and Michigan were up $10 per ton. Double-digit declines in September alfalfa hay price occurred in 9 of the 27 reported states. Arizona was down $30 per ton for the third straight month, while Utah was also down $30. Both New York and Pennsylvania were down by $16 a ton. Nevada was down $15 per ton. Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, and Washington had a $10 month-over-month reduction. The highest average September alfalfa hay price was reported in New Mexico at $285 per ton. Oregon was at $280, and Washington checked in at $270 per ton. Midwest states continue to offer the lowest average hay prices. North Dakota was easily the lowest at $120 per ton, followed by South Dakota at $161 per ton, and Minnesota at $165. Keep in mind that USDA average prices accounts for all qualities and bale types of hay sold. Also, the final U.S. estimate is a volume-weighted average rather than a simple average of state values.
Those states with the most volume sales will impact the final U.S. dollar value more than those states with the fewer sales. The USDA also tracks prices of Supreme and quality alfalfa in the major dairy states and determines an average price from the five top milk-producing states, which is California, Idaho, New York, Big T, and Wisconsin. This data is used to determine feed prices in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program, the DMC. For September, the average price of Supreme and Premium Alfalfa hay rose $6 a ton to $2.88 after falling by that same amount the previous month. 1 year ago, average price of Supreme and Premium Alfalfa hay, $342. So looks like here, let's do a little comparison here. This is Supreme Alfalfa, California, September of 22, $380. September of 23, $315. Big T down south, $329 in 22, $323 today. Not much change there. Five state average was $342 in September of 22. In September of 23, $288. So it's down what? $56 there. Other hay. The September average price of other hay, mostly grass, held steady at $161 per ton, which is $19 lower than a year earlier. The highest September price for any other hay other than alfalfa was reported in Oregon at $255 per ton. Washington, Colorado, which I'm wearing their hoodie today. Got a buddy up there left to go up there today to go elk hunting. How about that? Was at $250 a ton. Oklahoma, hate it, had the lowest reported other than hay average price at $89 per ton. It was followed by North Dakota at $90 and Wisconsin at $113. Okay, there's your hay little tidbit for the week that was about 3 days late, but hey, you got it. Let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll take a little earlier one, and then we'll finish out the show right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
SEI Agritech, excited to announce construction is beginning at the SEI Agritech Center in Elk City for their new product line. They'll be blending LNC feed with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. This will be the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City will be opening their new facility in the near future at their current location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, you can give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale-per-hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
Whether you graze livestock or produce hay from perennial forages, the Night Latch Group helps farmers and ranchers manage production risk by utilizing the federal crop insurance programs. The pasture range and forage rainfall insurance program signups for the 24 calendar year are now till December 1st. PRF provides needed cash flow and pays producers during periods of below average rainfall. Insure your operation against lack of rainfall with no money up front. Hold on to your ag investment with the Night Latch Group, 580-334-7995. Remember, even wet years have dry spells.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to this Wheeler General Store Happy Hour. All right, let's check out some ag weather in southwestern Oklahoma. Let's go with Hollis, capital of Harmon County. All right, currently it is... That ain't right. Let me re-update. Now we got it right. 60 degrees at Hollis, dew point 16, humidity 17. The winds are out of the east at 14 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 19. 24-hour rainfall, zero. 10-day rainfall, 0.01. That is 10 one-thousandths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 62 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.2. Sunset at 5:39. Mostly cloudy, high of 62 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 44 for low. Tomorrow, for Veterans Day, mostly cloudy and 60 degrees. I think I got some more. There we go. I wanted to give a big shout out to my son, Cole Hunt. He's in AIT in the Army, or ART, but I think it's AIT, in the Army to be an MP. He graduates in December. The whole family is very proud of him. Very good. Good luck out there, Cole. I think I seen it when you signed up there on social media. All right, let's see what else we got going on here. First of all, the new penny news came out yesterday. I hope you got it. But Jerry Nine, he's got some comments in here. Always like reading his deal. He said the cattle market has slipped some, but it's still good. Sometimes you get the future selling off, and then other big players follow suit. A lot of bigger feedlots are full, but there are not many true hard yearlings available. There are quite a lot of calves off the cow available. Even those numbers are less than usual. I wish the majority of sellers who do not wean their calves sold them 2 months earlier or 2 months later rather than in the middle of the 50 to 60 degree temperature swings. How about that? My opinion is the 7 to 8 million people that we let freely come into this country will go down as history as the worst mistake by any administration have ever done. There are bound to be a lot that will want a better life and willing to work for it, and will be more than we want to think about came in the middle of the glut that want to damage America, and sadly probably will. We already have a lot of people protesting America. If you don't like it, he said, then leave. I'm glad our country is staying friendly to Israel. If you read the Bible, you will know that they will not lose. One man said to me, I can see why you stay so limber, he said. He said, why is that? He said, because your foot is always in your mouth. So I have more of the rest of the story with Jerry Nine. You got to pick up a copy of the Penny News at any of your favorite local realtor or real estate. Anyway, any of your local commercial places that you go to buy stuff like gas, all that. Anyway, get her done. That's what we got going on there. All right, let's see here. Let's get back to which one do I want to do? I want to do this one. Nope. Yeah, here we go. I've always advised producers not to build a marketing plan on the weather forecast, but that doesn't mean the weather outlook should be ignored. The transition from the La Nina to the El Nino has already created dynamic market conditions. Drought in the western half of the Corn Belt in 23 has the soybean market on edge ahead of the South American growing season. Heavy rains in southern Brazil with drier than normal conditions in the central and northern areas where it is more production intensive are connected to the development of the El Niño. Following last year's record Brazilian soybean crop, global stock soybean stocks are hefty. They're not burdensome, but Brazil's crops have been big enough to keep the globe well supplied. In the U.S., carryover supplies are tightening and are projected to even be tighter at the end of the current marketing year than in the last past 2 years. Tight U.S. supplies, along with last year's drought in Argentina, have kept the U.S. soybean and soy meal prices at elevated levels. If weather threatens Brazilian production at the end of this calendar year, look for strength in the soybean prices to light a fire in the U.S. market. But if the weather supports another big Brazilian soybean crop, the 23 lows around 1150 in March soybean futures will likely be tested. Weather uncertainty is why you must stay active with a marketing plan. At $13 March soybean futures, the downside risk to the May low is just slightly more than the upside potential in the late July high. Removing downside price risk via cash sales or hedges, long put options, is warranted, and so is reopening upside price potential on bushels sold in the cash market with long call options. The U.S. soybean market will be extremely sensitive to the threats of the Brazilian soybean crop and will stand ready to add to the 23's 83.6 million soybean acres. Most likely, there will be at least one weather scare during the Brazilian growing season. Continue to use rallies to increase old crop sales and start 2024 crop sales. A close of above 1350 in November of 2024 soybean futures will signal global fundamentals have changed and what flip attitudes will sell rallies to make the proven market is done going up before advancing sales. Last year, there were financial incentive to plant some stuff on the corn part. The safrana, I guess I'm saying that right, corn crop. The safrana corn crops crop looks to be break even this year. Last year, the La Nina weather pattern encouraged growing a winter corn crop. This year's El Nina has already delayed soybean planting due to dry conditions in a lot of the parts in Brazil. Some growers have abandoned plans for a safrana corn crop, however you say that, instead will plant longer season soybeans. In Brazil's NASSS pegged a 9.5% drop in the Brazilian corn crop from a year ago compared to its first projection last year. Sell rallies in corns, but these El Nino related issues could change attitudes in early 2024. Anyway, also that people ask me why I talk about corn and soybeans all the time, blah blah blah. Well, I cover all of Western Oklahoma on the Today in Ag show, and there's a lot of soybeans and corn grown up here in the northeastern part of the listening area, so I want everybody to feel the love, okay? That's the reason why I do that. All right, let's see here. Ah, la, la. Researchers are looking to bridge a gap, looking to bridge alfalfa yield gap. Forage research from universities and seed companies fuels advancements in the alfalfa industry. The research also lays the foundation for many producer recommendations, but scientific experiments don't always reflect the reality of day-to-day operations or account for unexpected circumstances that can occur in a growing season. This is where on-farm data becomes very, very valuable. It's not uncommon for on-farm crop yields to be lower than those in research trials. But Nicole Togas and with the Michael Fields Agriculture Institution in East Troy, Wisconsin, noted that yield drag is more significant for alfalfa than most other crop species. Alfalfa yields can also drastically vary from farm to farm, which raises questions about how much influence specific practices and soil conditions can have on forage production. To answer these questions, her is a, let's see here, Togas, something like that, an agrologist from an agrologist, yep, and program director and farm manager at MFAI teamed up with Soledad Orkisberry, a PhD student in the Department of Plant and Agroecosystem Science at the University of Wisconsin. And her advisor, Valentin Picasso, is in addition to surveying farmers about their establishment methods and field management, the researchers gathered alfalfa yield and soil health data from participating farms to find similarities amongst those with the most productive forage stands. The observation study was an extension of the Midwest Forage Association project and funded by the Alfalfa Checkoff Program through the National Alfalfa and Forage Alliance. It included data from 66 alfalfa stands among 24 producers across Wisconsin, Michigan, and Illinois. They conducted interviews and took soil samples at various locations between the 21 and 22 growing seasons, and producers submitted forage samples and yield data from each alfalfa cutting. After analyzing all this, the preliminary results, the researchers identified key practices and soil properties that seemed to correlate with the best alfalfa yields across the board. So here, listen up. This is what you need to do to make your best alfalfa yields. The number of cuttings was the most prominent divider of low-yielding and high-yielding alfalfa fields in the study, with the most productive stands being cut more frequently. In fact, 80% of the fields from with the best yields were cut four times a year, with 85% were cut four times or more. Only 25% of the alfalfa fields with the lowest yields were cut four times a year. They explained that farmers who stick to shorter harvest intervals stimulate more regrowth over the course of the growing season and thus achieve better yields, despite the perceived yield gain that could occur with longer rest periods. She said plant growth rates even tapered off as alfalfa becomes over mature. The ones who had the higher yields are the ones who cut at least four times or more. If you wait too long, you're being less effective because you are losing yield and quality and you're not taking advantage of your crop. Another practice that correlated with better yield forage yields were applying potassium and sulfur or spread manure during alfalfa establishment. They pointed out that using fertilizer inputs may not reap instant rewards because alfalfa yields tend to be lower in the seeding year, regardless of fertilization. Nonetheless, K and S at establishment appeared to benefit forage production in the second and third year stands. How about that? I think I've heard that with somebody on my show before. Investing in the nutrients of your field in the first year of establishment seems key for increasing yields through the life of the stand. I can see why farmers wouldn't necessarily do this because you don't expect very high yields during the establishment year. For those who do, it's enhancing their yields later on. It seems to be worth it, she said. Tillage also seems to influence alfalfa yields, and researchers found the strongest relationship between vertical tillage and the less productive stands. Nearly 75% of the low-yielding fields were vertically tilled, whereas vertical tillage was only implemented on 56 and 47% of the medium and high yielding fields. They suggest that since vertical tillage causes pan compaction, it can interfere with root growth. There you go. Soil carbon is also critical, but I ain't going there. So, anyway, you guys, I'm not going there today. I didn't mean that in a smart way. But anyway, you guys, tomorrow's Happy Veterans Day to all you veterans out there. Thank you so much for all the people that participated on the text line today. I really appreciate it. And enjoy your weekend. Get all your stuff done. Just enjoy your family, your dogs. Go deer hunting. Quail season opens tomorrow. I was trying to be quiet about that. Quail season opens tomorrow. Looks like north of I-40 is your best bet. South of I-40 is okay. Wait till next year. It's going to be great everywhere. Anyway, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by First National Bank of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless.
We're like the caffeine in your cup, keeping you going all day long. Number one, 96.5 KEC.